Well, good morning.
Are y'all going to sit up here? Okay, good. Because it would be harder if y'all weren't up here. So this is an exciting time. You're all going back to school. I wish everybody listening on the radio could see the three faces I'm looking at. They're questioning what I'm saying. So going back to school is exciting. Weddings are exciting. Jesus was at a wedding, according to the Bible verses we're going to talk about shortly. And I want to talk about what happened there before we go back and talk about school. So it'll give you a break from talking about school. Casey still looks dubious. Okay, so Jesus was at a wedding that was being hosted by someone that we'll just call a fancy schmancy bigwig. Okay? All right. And those weddings back then could be huge. They could last for days. They were opportunities sometimes, unfortunately, for people to come to impress others. I mean, go figure. Humans and impressing others, right? Well, Jesus was there, and he was watching some of the guests kind of muscle their way in, kind of elbow their way in to try to get to the head table. You know, the head table is where the host or hostess sits with all their most important, most special guests. And so Jesus noticed that some of these guests were kind of like muscling in, like maybe they weren't supposed to be sitting there. And he kind of paid attention to these folks, and eventually he kind of called them out, and he said, you know, I watched what you were doing. There were plenty of seats. This is a big place, big table. I watched what you were doing, and you were paying attention to what other people were thinking. You were trying to impress people you maybe don't even know by pushing your way into this head table. And he gave them a little something to think about. He said, first of all, that's not humility, right? That's doing something to impress others, just for the sake of impressing others. He said, secondly, did you ever stop to think that maybe those seats were reserved for somebody else, somebody that's not here yet? How embarrassing would it be to be up here after you've made your way through and everybody's seeing what you're doing, and then the next thing you know, this famous actor, you know, famous singer, maybe, I don't know, the governor, walks in and the host has to go, Kenzie, Cole, Casey, I'm afraid you're going to have to go sit down there. And everybody's still watching, right? So Jesus was kind of making the point that being humble is not a dangerous thing to do. It's a smart thing to do. And it's what he asks of us. But he didn't let the host off the hook, because then he turns his attention to the host and he says, you know, I noticed your guest list, your invitation list, is like full of all these fancy schmancy people, all these big wigs. I don't see anybody on here who's poor. I don't see anybody on this list or anybody at this table who's maybe got a physical challenge of some kind, or who just would never get to do anything like this. I don't see anybody. So maybe you're inviting people to this festivity just to impress others. So he kind of got on to everybody for being too caught up in impressing others. So you might be thinking, okay, we're going back to school. What does that got to do with this wedding back in Bible times? Well, it kind of has everything to do with it. Because if you think about it, and I know because I was there, when you're going back to school, you know, you're going back into groups of people, you're going back and you're doing things to learn and to grow, but there are moments in school and at work down the road, or if you're not careful, you can get caught up in doing things just to impress others. What Jesus wants us all to do, and trust me, it'll happen to you for the rest of your life, getting caught up if you're not watchful and mindful. But what Jesus wants us to try to do the best we can is to not think about impressing others, but to do our best to be who we are. And that's it. Do your best to be the best Cole. Do your best to be the best Kinsey. And do your best to be the best Casey. Don't worry about what the rest of the world is doing or thinking. Just be your best. That's what he created you for. Okay, deal? And now I'm going to ask Elizabeth and any teachers we have here today to please come forward. And if it's okay, anybody whose child might already be at school who would like to come up, and then I'm going to hand this over to Elizabeth.
It is hard sometimes to believe that the God who created the universe cares enough about us to even want to bless our pencils. But I do believe that that is true, that God wants the best for us, that God wants us to have successful years and to be able to follow in his ways and to be able to use the tools that are given before us to do good in this world. And so I'm thankful for all of you who gave school supplies, and we have you can see a large number that we have here with us, and I'm thankful for students and for teachers who come and who give of their time and their lives to be able to enrich the lives of others. Let us pray over these and over these wonderful people. Gracious God, we lift to you today these students, for they stand ready to receive your blessing. They commit themselves to study and learn this school year ahead. We ask that you bless them. Give them thirst for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We pray that you would help their hearts be ready to learn this year at home, at school, at church. We pray that you would develop within them wisdom, integrity, and maturity as they learn and they grow this year. Remind them also that we, their community, and their church family are here to support them and love them. We also ask your blessing upon these supplies that have been brought, because they will do the work of each student. They will be carried from home to school and back again. And we pray that as students use these, they will be reminded of the love and care of this congregation. And we pray and we thank you, Lord, for these amazing teachers, for all the administrators and school staff who've shared their lives and their passion for education with our children. As they prepare for the new year, fill them with strength to lead, grace to guide, hope to thrive in their classrooms. Bless them beyond measure for their willingness to share the wonders of learning with the next generation. And may they also be sustained by your blessing. May they be reminded also that this congregation embraces their call to teaching and learning, and that we surround them with love and care. We also pray your guidance and protection on these students and teachers, that they may be surrounded by a safe and encouraging environment. And we pray all of these in the name of Jesus, who we seek to follow day by day. Amen.